Yes, welcome back to Ask Miss Ella. It's yours truly. So today I wanted to talk about drive or about the hunger or chasing for your dream, essentially. So I'm talking about chasing a better version of yourself, actively working to that image you have of yourself in the future of where you're gonna be, who you're gonna be, and what you would have done or are going to be doing by then. And you know what? I was listening to Matthew McConaughey, and he's an amazing actor. And I was listening to his speech, I think when he got the Oscars. And it's on YouTube, so you can definitely check this out. But he was talking about someone asked him who his hero was, and he didn't know. So he said, "Ask me again the next time you see me." And that person asked him later on, and he was quite young. I think he was about 15 or so, or 10 or so. And that person later on asked him again, who was his hero? And he said, "My hero is me 10 years from now." So he actively worked and strived and chased his goals, or chased the vision he saw of himself 10 years from now. And then 10 years later, from when that person had asked him who his hero was, that same person comes again and he goes, "It's been 10 years. Who's your hero?" And he goes, "Me, 10 years from now." Guys, what I'm trying to stress to you is this man holds himself as his own hero to an extent that he's actively chasing the future version of himself, who is more successful, more happy, more ambitious, more driven, more courageous, whatever. He's actively chasing the future version of himself because he has a vision of who he could be. And I'm telling you right now, guys, that who you chase defines you. It really does. I mean, you know, if you're young, if you're about, I'll say 20 at the moment, if you're 20, and you're chasing yourself 20 years, 10 years from now, sorry. So you're chasing your 30-year-old version of yourself. My gosh, what have you done in those 10 years? What would you have done, or better yet, what will you be doing? Because I know there's a lot of things, like we all have these plans and we all have this list that we make, and we all want to get somewhere fast, or we all want to get rich fast, or we all want to do everything fast and amazing. We want to be the best at whatever it is we're doing. And I'm just thinking, guys, can you envision yourself 10 years from now? If somebody came up to you and said, "What are your goals for the next 10 years?" Or better yet, "What do you want to have achieved in the next 10 years?" Do you have an answer for that? Do you have an answer for the next 5 years? Better yet, do you even have an answer for the next year? I'm saying, guys, you need to constantly strive to better yourself. You need to constantly work to make sure that you go where you need to be. And I'm telling you right now, nobody, and I mean nobody, has the same amount of drive as you to get where you need to go. Nobody else knows where you're gonna be. Heck, half the time we don't even know where we're gonna be. So what I'm saying is, you need to actively chase your goal. You need to actively chase your dream so that when you look in the mirror and you see your reflection staring back at yourself, that you're proud of the individual that you are. You know, I have friends and even strangers. You know, sometimes you make conversation with a stranger and, you know, you talk about, "Oh, you know, hi, who are you? Oh, that's nice. What do you do?" And then some people, you know, stop there, and then that's the end of small conversation. Other people go, "Yeah, what do you do? Okay, is this what you," and better yet, if you ask the question about their past, it's even better. "Is this what you went to school for?" You know, whether it's high school or university or polytechnic or another institution, or did you have those courses? That's another aspect of, did you study for this job, in a sense? Did you study for this future? Did you actively plan for this future? And then you need to ask what drives them. I tell you something, if you go and ask any individual in the world, and you ask, like, if you go to work or on your way to, I don't know, like a recital if you have kids, a vacation or whatever. Talk to any stranger and ask them, what drives you? What, or better, what are you chasing? What are your goals and your dreams? Everyone, you know, has goals of, you know, like, oh, I want to make it for my family. I want to make it for my kids. I want to leave a legacy behind. Most people are along that, you know, train of thought. But the minute you ask them what drives you, now everyone has something different. Some people are like, I'm driven because people gave me a chance and I want to give that to others. Some people are driven by wanting to be successful for their family so they can show that their family can do it. Some people are driven because they want to make a change in the world and leave it better than they came. Others simply just want money. Others want riches. Other people want, I don't know, fame and fortune. Bottom line, what is your drive? What is your goal? What are you chasing? And Betty, who are you chasing? Because the person you are chasing actively impacts on who you are today and who you're going to be a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Who are you actively chasing? You know, I remember there was this quote, and I'm not sure exactly who it's by, but it goes, start where you are with what you have, and you'll make it. Or Betty, another version of that quote, it goes, start where you are with what you have, because what you have is plenty. So what I'm saying is, what drives you? What are your goals and your dreams? What makes you wake up in the morning each and every other day and say, today might be a good day, or today might be a struggle, or I'm going through a tough time right now, but such and such is driving me through this. If you're at a shift at work, what drives you to push on through a long work shift? If you're in a situation that is not in your liking, what's actively driving you to survive that situation? To come through the other side, a better person with better knowledge, newfound strength, newfound capabilities. That's what I'm asking you guys. What are you chasing for in this life? Because if you think about it, this life is very short. Our lives are short, and if you think about people in this world, relatively, we live a short existence. So I would say be ambitious. Chase something extraordinary. Be ambitious with your goals. Chase something so crazy, so far-fetched, that if you get there, man, you have one hell of a one hell of a you have one hell of a story to tell. If you get there and you've chased that dream or that ambitious goal that you have for yourself, you've made it. And you unknowingly not give permission for others to do the same, but you unknowingly emit that type of energy into the world, to those around you, that they themselves will do the same thing. They will actively drive and work for their goals. They will wake up with their drive implanted in their brain. They will go to bed thinking about their drive and their goals and their dreams. When they're going through a tough moment, they will actively think about what is driving them through this moment. What is my ambition for? Who am I chasing? Who do I want to become? That is what people will be thinking about. So my question to all of you listening is, what drives you? And I'll just leave it there for today, loves. So don't forget, we're all about positive vibes, emitting positivity into the world and supporting each other's goals and our dreams, becoming the best version of ourselves. So don't forget, just ask Miss Ella, and the question of the day is, what drives you? Who, or better yet, what are you chasing?